It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, The Pig. It's mypigradio.com. And we've got Matt and Joe with us.
Yeah, Matt Fisk. Howdy. And his friend Joe that he brought along from Lancer Legacy Ranch. And you've got several things going on this week, but we'll start out with the thing that's going on today, which is a very neat thing for veterans. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Ashley Boyd with the Veterans Administration decided several months ago to put on this veteran stand down. Now, it's kind of for homeless veterans, but we decided to open it up to all veterans.
All veterans.
If you you served one day on active duty in the military, you can get your happy little took us down there to Texarkana College from 8 to noon today. Ask all kinds of questions for benefits and the medical side of things and insurance. And Lancer's going to be there to answer questions about housing. And so it's one team, one fight this morning for all things veteran.
Thing all under one roof. You can get all the info you need and maybe get some help if you need it, right?
Absolutely.
And this is inside the Truman Arnold Center at the Texarkana College on Robinson Road. And I think most people who know the college are familiar with the Truman Arnold Center, so it's pretty easy to find.
You bet. And this just so happens to coincide with the monthly meal that they put on for veterans across the street, which is the Heroes Pantry.
And what time is that going to happen?
It's Presbyterian Church. That's from 12 to 2.
Okay, so the vets can go there after the event and get them a meal.
Get them a meal and even perhaps get them some food to take home.
Good.
If they have a dog, they even give away dog food there, too.
Really?
You bet.
Cool. Yeah, because dog food is not cheap.
It's not. Just ask my little pooch.
Yeah, they know all about that. So that's going on today. But then Saturday, you got a big event going on at your place.
Holy
your legacy
moly,
ranch.
Do we ever. It's called Santa's Open Sleigh. And what this is a chance for kids to bring in some canned goods that will help feed homeless veterans. And in exchange, they get to go shopping for a present for mom or dad.
Easy deal there.
Yeah.
Easy deal.
Yeah, so people have donated all kinds of really great items that are appropriate for mother or father. You know, a lot of kids, they don't, you know, that might get you a tie if you're lucky. Oh, no, we got some good stuff.
You got some good stuff.
But it is first come, first serve. I mean, show up early at 1 is when we start. Goes to 3 o'clock. Oh, two special guests I'd like to make mention of.
Yes.
One, we have, this is the third year we've done this. And so we have a return of Santa Claus's ugly veteran brother, Colonel Claus.
Colonel Claus.
Yep, he'll be out there in all of his glory. Kids can sit on Colonel Claus's lap, and he'll tell them to get down, knock out 25.
Yeah. Give me 25 push-ups.
You want a present? You got to earn it. Get out. Push.
Dropping. Give me 25.
Colonel Claus. Okay.
But something even beyond that, we have a very special guest all the way from Hollywood. His name is Kenny Liu. Now, I first met Kenny when he was shooting the Long Road Home miniseries playing Sergeant Chin. He's a great guy. I love that guy to death. But anyway, we became friends then, and he contacted me earlier this year and said, hey, I'd like to represent you guys as your spokesman.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, at the time, the movie Midway was getting ready to come out, so he had all these opportunities to go red carpet, and he would mention Lancer Legacy Ranch and all this. We really appreciated that. If you haven't seen the movie Midway, and it's still, I think it's still showing in a lot of bigger cities, man, go see it. Fantastic. But anyway, he'll be there to answer questions about what it's like to be in Hollywood and all that kind of thing. Oh, and the kids might like this. He played something called a Gohan in Dragon Ball Z, whatever that is.
Dragon Ball Z, yes.
I've heard of that vaguely, so the kids know all about it.
The kids know. Yeah. It's what, kids are into it these days. So.
103.9 and 98.5, The Pig, MyPigRadio.com. Download our mobile app, My Pig Radio.
And well, I like the deal about bringing canned food to help the hungry veterans and then getting a present for daddy or mommy at the same time. I love that.
Now, since the last time you've been in here, you know, we were talking about some needs out at the ranch.
Yeah.
How's that coming?
Let me tell you what, people have come on board in a crazy way.
Good.
Yeah. Today, we're going to pick up number 13, lucky 13, as far as residents, most we've ever had at one time.
Good deal. So that's it's growing, it's helping, and people are getting the supplies to...
Yeah.
To get the rooms made out, so that's good.
Matter of fact, as of today, I'll have only one room to put somebody in. I got four more that we're working on getting up. That's a HVAC problem. You know, we had someone that does HVAC just come out last 2 days and volunteer their time.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. That's very, very
And, you know, we got a lot of former military and HVAC now. I mean,
really?
So, and it's just getting the message out there for the need. And there's so many folks that want to come out and get involved with Lancer Legacy. So we're glad we're able to kind of help facilitate that.
You guys have been great. I told you what happened to me at the VA clinic.
Did I tell you what happened to me? Man, I ate a pig lip.
I seen it.
Oh, no, what happened?
We don't want to hear about your pig lip again.
He's going to tell that story forever.
He's still traumatized. Yeah. We work with PTSD.
Yeah, see, that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah, he can get you some help.
We as battle buddies.
Come to us for healing.
But what happened? You were telling a story.
No, the last time I was on here, I left and went to the VA clinic immediately after. I had my Lancer Legacy Ranch shirt on. I walked through the door. Veteran's walking out. He says, "Hey, I just heard you on the K-Pig."
Good.
Yeah, you did.
There you go. Mm.
You don't have to say it like that, man. Yeah, you did. That's
no, that's how I talk when I'm not on the radio. Oh,
he's talking real dignified on the radio. Yeah.
Well, butter my butt and call me short.
That's right.
If you're creative, old lard.
All right. Well, so that's a good deal then. So, okay. 13 residents.
13 residents.
It's growing.
It's growing.
Looking to add a couple more rooms as you get the construction details and issues straightened out. So that's
one
great. That's great.
Out.
So again, Operation Stand Down. Before we get out of here, we want to cover this again.
Yeah, it's going on 8 to noon today at Truman Arnold Center, and you said every question
any conceivable need you might have as a veteran, they've got an answer
under
for
one roof, Truman Arnold Center, 8 to noon, and then they're going to get fed across the street.
Yep.
And there are no dumb questions.
No.
There's not.
No.
Huge shout out to Ashley Boyd for getting this thing organized. This is going to be a fantastic veteran event.
All this work that you guys have been doing behind the scenes, I want to point this out. The work that you've been doing behind the scenes opens up a lot of information as far as not necessarily new resources, but resources that may not be known of. And
so
just in the research and putting together these type of events, you realize that, hey, there's this service right here that nobody in our area is taking advantage of. Exactly. Let's find a way to put that to use. And you guys do. So that's part of the Operation Stand Down Truman Arnold Center today, right now.
And if I could just pop a hole in one of these myths that's out there if I have the time. So the VA gets a bad rep a lot of times from veterans, and some veterans won't have anything to do with the VA. But let me tell you, in this part of the world, we're lucky because Ashley cares.
Uh-huh.
She really cares about her job, really cares about the veterans, and I think that's a difference that you might see here that is not there in other parts of the country.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then don't forget about the fun. You're going to have 1 to 3 on Saturday at Lancer Legacy Ranch. Check out the Facebook page. Yeah.
Again, head over to Maud, 67 down to Maud. If you're coming from Texarkana, left on Highway 8, then a left on
2624
right there at the cemetery, across the road from
that's
the cemetery. Go down there, look for the signs.
You'll see it.
And
check out the Facebook
there'll be something
page.
Out there for everybody this weekend.
Absolutely. Decorating sugar cookies and making Christmas
and the
cards
weather's going to be perfect.
And, Colonel Claus being his crusty old self.
I like it.
Just make sure you sign the coloring book /liability waiver on the way in the door.
All right, Matt, Joe, thank you guys for coming up here and everything that you do for our veterans. We appreciate you a great deal.
Thank you for getting the word out, guys.
All right, and come back anytime, yeah?
Wow.
All right.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.